Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. V'chanigit b'mas nomi Eliza. Schus Talia Avigayel bas Saradanya. Schus Yochevet Fega bas Michalei Dispasia. Mordechai Yehol ben Yosef Alevi. Nachshon Yitzchak ben Rufushe Nechani. Yechila ben Shalamis. Moshe ben Peshtina. Rai Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai. Shalom HaBracha v'Hatzlacha v'chol Maasei Yideihem. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos talks about a child who has baheres tzaras b'makom milasoi, and you have to do the bris mila. So we learn from the pasuk basar to tell you that you're still allowed to cut it off even if he has a baheres there. Says the Gemara that it's talking about a case. The Gemara is not miskaving. The Gemara says it's talking about a case where the father is doing it and he's miskaving. Ask the Gemara if someone else is there, let the other guy do it. Because this way you're yotze both. He's not miskaving to cut off the beheres, and he's miskaving the bris milah. So answers the Gemara, there is nobody else around. And if we need the pasuk to say that the father is allowed to do it, so on the kasha, let the other guy do it. V'yika acher, le'avid acher, let the other guy do it. She'enu choshish letaroi, that he's not interested in being mitaroi the child, what does he care? V'lo leku avlos, and don't let the father stand there. And therefore, if the father is not standing there, Nemela, there will not be any kavani here to be mekatzei to the beheres, and he'll do the mitzvah without the aveira. That's the Gemara's kasha. But the Rashi writes, "For lo leku of lohasim, don't let the father stand there, and let the other guy just do it. We're not in the presence of the father." Frek the Mishnah LeMelech, Zok the Mishnah LeMelech, Perek Yud Mehilchos Tumas Tzaras, that it's mashim divei Rashi. That if the father is standing there, even if the moil isn't mechaving the taro, nevertheless, he's over belav. And the reason is that since the mitzvah is incumbent upon the father, the moil is doing the shlichus of the father. And since the kavana of the father is to be metahel, so he's over on the lav when he cuts off the tzaraz because of the kavana of the father. Wow, just the fact that the father's standing there, so the moil gets his kavana, and it's takan aveira. And on this, the Oinig Yontif writes, L'ch'oira hadovol tzorich biur, sh'dema ichbats lon b'ma she'ov oimeid kan, ma'achbat lanu, that the father is standing here. V'oimer d'lokutz b'heretz b'no miskavenim acher mol, v'acher eno mechavin rak lokutz rak b'mitzvah smila kosik. The other guy isn't b'chlal mechavim for the lakutz beheres. What's the other guy's kavana? The other guy's kavana is just Mrs. Mila. It's machpatli that the father is standing there. Mashikasa mishal melech. Kevin da mitzvah would tell us ala of kavid shlichusai asu. Obiyanu dafter min shluch shladim kamoisai mikom makoim. Im yesh b'maisi shoyse b'shlichusam midi dula matzina lemir me'al mashaleach. Umidi the matzin and the mir me'al mishaleach. Amrin and mad the loy matzin and the mir me'al mishaleach. Lo ramin and alav. Mad the matzin and the mir me'al mishaleach. Ramin and alav. So we already said a klal, and the klal is that when someone does something in someone else's shlichus, well, we can't give the mishaleach. If there is something in which he does that you can't throw on the Mishaleach, and something that you can throw on the Mishaleach, we'd say, that you can't throw on the Mishaleach, we don't. And that you can throw on the Mishaleach, we do. And we say, Shluch HaShaladim Kamoso. V'hachinami, Mai Ichbas Lan, Masha Avoyim V'shemachavim Lakutz V'heres B'noi V'amal Lase B'shlichuso. What do we care that the father says he wants to cut off the child's tzaras, and the mal does b'shlichusai, on the name of the mashem, malu b'shlichusav. The milas taka b'shlichusav. Mashem achavin of lakutz beheres b'noi, ena malos b'shlichusai. But the cutting off of the beheres, the mal is not doing in his shlichus. He's doing it al das atzmai. Veino roitze b'ktsitzes b'heretz. And he doesn't want the ktsitzes b'heretz. Ad kan kushias ha'enig yomtes. The enig yomtes is asking that, where how does the Mishnah Lamelech get since he's doing the mitzvah of the father, where he's also going to be getting the father's kavana of cutting off the b'heretz? No. The mitzvah of the father he's doing, but not the aveira. The aveira of the father, meaning that the father would have kavana lakutz beheres. He's not getting. He's not doing. So this would be beseder, be efshel lekayim shneim. The mitzvah of the father he's doing. He's doing b'shlichus the father. And the Aveira, he's not doing B'shlichus the Father. Because you're Mechalek. You say the Shlichus is for the Mitzvah, not for the Aveira. Well, you can give the Mishalech, you give, I the Mitzvah. Well, you can't give to the Mishalech. We don't have to give to the Mishalech, don't. I.e. the Kavana, Lakutz Beheres Beno, the Aveira. So why don't we just split it up? That's the kash of the Einig Yantif. And the Mishnah Lamelech Kamur was Mechadesh, that was Medayik in Rashi, that the very fact that the father is standing there already makes a shlichus, even if the father doesn't say it explicitly. So it would appear that even according to what the Oneg Yomtiv says, Shim Amar Aganav Lishchoik B'Shabbos, that Shir Mechalik, that the Chiyuv Dalet V'Hei Ramin and Ala Mishaleach, the Chiyuv 4 and 5, what do you give to? You give to the Mishaleach, the Gabei Shchites Rabbi, the Shluch HaShalad Mekumosa. Because when it comes to Shchita, we say Shlucha Shalad Mekumosa. So if the Mishalech tells the Ganav, Mishalech, tells the Shliach to be Shechet B'Shabbos, we give the Mishalech the Dalet V'Hei. He has to pay the 4 and 5 Gidgana V'Tavach, because by Shchita we say Shlucha Shalad Mekumosa, but Lagabe Shabbos we say Ein Shlich Dvar Avera, Dava Kamo Dava Dvinat Minafshe. Al Shabbos we split it up and we say that Ein Shlich Dvar Avera. He did it on his own. So there we're mechalek. What we can give the mishalech, we give him the dal v'hei. But the gabei Shabbos, we don't give him. He did it on his own. Ein shlich l'dvar aveira. So that we give to the shliach, not to the mishalech. So from that, the Oneg Yomtiv wants to prove from our case to our case also. Let the mitzvah go to the mishalech. Let the Aveira, let the cutting off the Beheres be a Mesiaches to the Shliach. And he doesn't have Kavana Lekatzitza Beheres. That's the Tain of the Oneg Yomtiv. But Mazik Kashur. Says Hagoin of Yeruchim Varhaftik Zecher Tzadik Levracha. He was a chover of the Brisker Rav. He was an Amisha. A huge gaon, Bal Mechaber Svar Maharve. And we have had numerous shiurim from his Torah. His Torah is amazing. His son was Reb Zarach, who was a minister of the Knesset with the Mizrahi, and his one of his claims to fame is that he saved the Mir Yeshiva. It's a pretty huge schus. Reb Zarach Rahaftik. any event, his father, Reb Yeruchim, Nifter, if I remember correctly, in 1965. So he says that there's no shaychus between that case, the case of the Anik Yamtif, and the case of Mila. Eze shaychus lenido and zed Mila, sheyesh ba, beheres. Yimamra lama lachay yefshal lezchalek ha-shlichus laima lachatzayin deinu shluchay. Rak lenin chaticha se'orla, velo b'ma she'nik tzitzgama beheres. Can't be mechalek. And say that he's only a shliach for the chaticha se'orla, and he's not a shliach for the ketzitzas ha-beheres. When he says to the person to do the shchita on Shabbos, when he tells the person to do the shchita on Shabbos, so what is he saying? He's saying two things. He's saying, do the shchita, and do it on Shabbos. So he could have just done the shchita, not done it on Shabbos. So merely when he does the shchita on Shabbos, you're mechalek. And you say, do the shchita, go to the mishalech. Do it on Shabbos, goes to the shliach. There you can be mechalek. Aval. Aval, in our case, you can't be mechalik. He's telling to do the bris mila. How can he be a shliach on the bris mila and then cutting off the baharis? He's not telling him two things, do the bris mila and cut off the baharis, because doing the bris mila is cutting off the baharis. You can't do one without the other. So therefore, this tzushtal of the Oneg Yontif is very difficult. He wants to be mechalek between the two, and he wants to say, "Yeah, let him be. Let there be shlichus only on the bris mila, not on the ketzitzas habeheres. They're one and the same." So the Mishnah HaMelech had said that since the father is standing there, even if the mile isn't mechavim l'taro, afilu hachi oiver belav. And the reason is, since the mitzvah is mutal on the father, the mile is doing his shlichus. And if the kavan of the father is to be mitaro the child, so that goes to the mile. The mile gets that kavana. So on that, the Oneg Yontif wanted to say, Ma pitom? He's going to be his shliach. Also for the cutting off the beheres? No. Yontif says he's his shliach for the mitzvah of bris mila, not for the aveiru. And that, Rav Haftik says, Ma pitom? How are you his shliach for the mitzvah, not for the aveir? It's the same act. And don't compare that to the case of Amar Leganav Lishchet B'Shabbos. Because there, you can be mechalek and say, like the Oneg Yontif wanted to say, that he's going to be his shliach, the Ganav's shliach for the shchita, but not the Shabbos part, because there he's telling him two things. But here, he's only telling him one thing. To cut off that mila beheres, it's really one mice. It's not, you can't be mechalek. And then the Oneg Yamtif asks further: Ve'oid ha'kaimalandim loy rotsa ha'av lamu mechuyavim based in lamuloi. And ken kishe'omer ha'av shemchavim lakutz beheres benoi nachshei v'sa'av kilu eino rotsa lamuloi.
So
והכל הולך אחר האויבד, ואין הבאי למפגלים, אפילו אם שלוחי דידוננו, והכי נמי יוכל למו בשליחוסוי, והוא לא הניח עלי בקציטס הבהרס, וצורך עיון. Says the Oneg Yomtev, we paskin that if the father doesn't want to circumcise the Beis Din has to do it. If so, when the father says that he's mechavin lakutz beheres benai, let's say that the father is not doesn't want to do the circumcision, and then the other guy is doing it shelo b'shlichusai. And if so, why did Rashi say, don't let the father stand there? What do we care if the father is standing there? Even the kachim, shemachshava paiselas bahem, we paskin in dvachim daf mem vav, hakol olech achar ha'oived, vein abayla mefaglim afilu mishluchay didaninu. Everything follows the oived. And there's no pigal, even if they're our shlichim. Follow the one who does it. See here also, let him do the mila b'shlichusay, and he doesn't want the ktsitas habeheres. So again, the Oneg Yomtev is saying that the mitzvah is on all of Klal Yisrael, and the Beis Din all of Klal Yisrael. If the father doesn't want to do it, so the father says he has kavana, lakutz beheres benai, to say he's not doing it b'shlichusay. Let the other guy do it, not b'shlichus ha'av. B'toras, let him do it, b'toras based in. So why does Rashi say, don't let the father stand there? Why do we care if the father is standing there? Who cares what his kavan is? So let him say that the cutting off the Beheres is B'tayras Shliach Beis Din. So in this Kasha, that let the Moel be Moel B'tayras Shlichus Beis Din, and the father doesn't want the, and he doesn't want the Ketzitzas HaBeheres, so says Rebbe Yerucham, "P'tamani, ha'ad makshe nachshav sav k'mo she'enu reitzel lamu, yom la'achar shelo b'shlichusay." What do you mean? Why don't we consider the father as if he doesn't want to do the bris milah, and let the other guy do it shelo b'shlichusay? Adu imechavin leketzitzas habeheres, shayech loimar, eino reitzel lamu. If the father is mechavin to ktsitzas habeheres, can we say that he doesn't want to do the circumcision? Reim koitis habeheres memela nimol hayeled. If he cuts off the beheres, the kid is automatically circumcised. Im uroitzes haveres al ktsitzas habeheres, miyochol akev al yadoi. Rei de ktsitzas habeheres eina mevatel mitzis mila. Klamer oisa mitzis mila, voivra haveres al ktsitzas habeheres. If he wants the Aveira of Ketzitzas HaBeheres, he's intending to purify his son. Can anybody stop him? Through the Ketzitzas HaBeheres, he's not Mevatel Mitzis Milo. In other words, he's doing Mitzis Milo, and he's doing the Aveira of Ketzitzas HaBeheres. Mehecha Teisi Yarashus Biad Bezin Lamuloi, Kevin De Etzem Mitzis Milo Miskemis Al Yada Yoshluchoi. So Mehecha Teisi, that the Rishus of Beis Din is to circumcise the child, since the etzem mitzvah smila is miskayim al yadai, meaning al yadai the father, or al yadai shlucho, even though he's miskayim the ketzitzas habeheres. So how can we give the rishus to the Beis Din to do the mitzvah and take it away from the father? That's what we're saying to do over here. That's what the Oneg Yomtev is suggesting. Let's say the father doesn't want to do it. And then Lama lo se'achar shelo b'shlichus, so let the other guy do it shelo b'shlichus, the father. But how can we say that? How can we say Yom Al-Achar Shelo B'Shlichusoi? It's the mitzvah of the father. And when the Beharis is being cut off, the mitzvah of Bris Milah is B'Mela Miskayim. V'hodim Maksha Me'agamor Zvochim D'Lei Mahani Kavanis Abayim L'Fagil. And that we see in Zvochim that the Kavan of the Bailim to be Mufagil is ineffective. So you also let the Kavan of the father not be effective. There we have a special pasuk to tell you that the kavana of the bialim is not effective. Otherwise, you'd say kavana of the bialim is effective. Teda, the maybe shama gemore, kame tanaim, the svirlo, the ze ovid, the ze mechashiv, have a machshav of the fagel. There's some Tanaim there in the Gemara who hold, no. This guy's serving, and the other one is having, the Bailam is having Machshevas Pigel. Because they don't learn this, they don't have this Yalfusa. From the Gemara in Zvachim is a raya that the Kavan of the Mishalech is effective. In other words, the kavan of the father is effective. Because there you need especially Yalfusa to say the kavan of the Bailam is ineffective. And not everybody holds that Yalfusa. So that would mean that without a Yalfusa, it's Pashit that the kavan of the father is effective. So the father does have kavan of Lamul Es Benoi. And it doesn't help that the Shliach says, I don't want to do Ketzitzis HaBeharis. And that's Tzarech L'Schashev Im Kavan Asav Danichalei. You have to take into account the kavanah of the father. The father does want it. So the shliach being menatek, the cutting off the beharis from the father, is not possible. Because it's the father's, it's the father is the mishaleach, and he's standing there. According to Rashi, standing there means he's being the mana shliach, and this is his mitzvah. So nehechi teisi that they can say, no, we're not doing it with your shlichus. So first the Einik Yom Tov says that let him be mal shelo b'shlichusoi. And then he brings the whole thing about the hakol alachar oyved vein abaylim faglim. It all goes after the oyved. So let's just follow the kavan of the oyved, meaning here the mail. And then he brings the Oneg Yantav, brings the Gemara Nedarim, which we didn't quote before, that asks if these Kohanim are our Shlichim or Shlucha Derachmana. And let the Gemara, he says, be Peshet, that they're Shlucha Derachmana, Mehada'ena Baila Mefaglim. Since the Bailam aren't Mefagel, it must be that they are not the Shlichim of the Bailam, the Shluch of the Rachmana. Why does the Gemara say that? The answer is, it's because the Gemara learns, you can say that there are Shlichim, there are our Shlichim, and that the Bailam aren't Mefagel is because they're only making them Shluchim on the Zrika and not on the Bad Machshava. In the Bad Machshava, there's no Shlichus. So then he concludes, V'achinam yachalam b'shlichusa v'lunichal b'ktisa b'heret. So let him be mal b'shlichus habaylim. In other words, let him be mal with the mitzvah, And he doesn't want to do the bad stuff. He doesn't want to have the bad machshava. First, the Ani Gantiv says, let him be mal b'chlal shelo b'shlichus. And on that, Rav Haftik says, ma pitom. This is the mitzvah of the father. And the mitzvah of the father, Beis Din can't take it away. We can't say, no. He's doing it b'taras b'Beis Din. It's the mitzvah of the father. And therefore, it's being done with the kavan of the father. And even according to what he says at the end, okay, the mitzvah he's doing for the father. But the avera, it doesn't have kavan of the father. Ma pitam. We see that it's only when it comes to kachim. There we have a special afus that not everybody agrees with. We have a special limit from a pasuk that you don't take the bialim's makshava, it doesn't matter. But here the bialim's makshava does matter. The father, the mishalech, the father, his makshava does matter. And it's his mitzvah. So memela, it's going to be as if the moil is, shliach is cutting with kavanah to be makatzah, it's the beheres. So you have to be mitchashev with the kavan of the father, the nichale. And Rav Rahafter brings a raya for his yisoid that you have to be mitchashev with the kavan of the bailim. Okay, and Zeisa, be Yeshua Siyankiv, Borachayim, Hilchas Tzitzis, Simen Yud Aleph, Shekosav, Zey Yomim Rabim, Shamarti, the cold dover Shetzorich Kavona, Inon Moyelim, Kibain al dover Shel Chaveroi. The bailim ain't a maskim malzeh, the Tzorich Kavonis bailim. For a long time, I've been saying that any time you need kavana, it doesn't help. If you're mechavin al davar shel chaveroi, and the bailim aren't maskim, you need kavanas bailim. For example, if you're choshev al davar chaveroi l'avodah zarah, it's not going to help because it's telling the bailim's kavana. There the Baalim aren't masking, there they're not memanihim mishliach. But Akopanami says that you have to be mischashi with the Baalim, it doesn't matter what the other person's kavan is. K'mokan kosim magin avram, the muksein oshach rakim ha Baalim hiktsu osa. V'mash hiktsu ha idea achera meinu choshev muksa. And he brings the magin avram that muksa is only if the Baalim say it's muksa. But if they say it's muksa idea achera, it's not considered muksa. So you see that you don't have the koyach to have a machshav about what belongs to your friend. So here also, it's not going to help. It's the father's mitzvah, and the machshav of the person doing it isn't going to help. Machshav of the moil is not going to help that he doesn't have kavana. He has to get the kavana of the father. The Soif Dover, Mishnah Melech says, it's Medayik in Rashi, that just the fact that the father is standing there, that already makes the person a shliach. Because it's the father's mitzvah, and he's doing the shlichus of the father. And the kavan of the father is to be metayer. So he's already over belav. If we say yesh shliach l'dvar aver, it's going to be the father's lav. If we say ein shliach l'dvar aver, it's going to be the shliach's lav. But it's going to be a lav because he gets the kavan of the father. The Ani Gantiv said, let's be mechalik. Let's say that the mitzvah is going to go to the father and the kavan alakut sabaheres is not. He's not doing al das the father. He's doing adaita denavshe. And a goyim Rabbi Yerucham Bar Haftik says to the Einik Yantif, what are you talking about? How are you machalik? Doing the Bris Milah is doing Tzitzis HaVeheres, and doing Tzitzis HaVeheres is doing Bris Milah. So how do you say no? He's shleach for Bris Milah, but not for Tzitzis HaVeheres. The Einik Yantif says, yeah, he's doing it for Torah as shleach Beis Din. He's doing it for the Beis Din, he's doing it for Klal Yisrael. He's not doing the mitzvah for the father. Yamal Acha Shalob Shlichusai. But how can you say that? How can you say that the father doesn't? So, and that, Rabbi Yerucham says, how can you say that the father doesn't want to do the Bris Milah? The father wants to do the Bris Milah. He wants to do Ktzitzis HaBeheres, and he wants to do Bris Milah. And the Beis Din has no right to take it away from him. Take away this mitzvah, which is really intertwined. They go together for the father. If he wants Ktzitzis HaBeheres, he wants Bris Milah. The father wants both, Amaisa. So, how can the Beis Din take it away from him? So it's the father's mitzvah, and then to say at the end, the Einik Yantif seemed to say that that he's doing the mitzvah for the father, but not the aveiru. We're not mischashev with what the father's kavan is. So we prove that you are. That it's dafka by kachim that the Baal Amar mefagel, but that's only because we have a special pasuk. Otherwise, we are mischashev with the kavan of the Baal Amar. The father is the Baal Amar. So this is a very, very broad topic, and we have a lot more to say about it because this Torah is so rachav. I did a little bit of a search in the computer, and I wanted to see just Lashon Rashi. How many people quote this Rashi and talk about it? Or quote the Rashi. If they quote it, they talk about it. So 201 results and 165 Sfarim. This is a lot to say. So hopefully we will revisit this and see more and more the flows. Mitevas Hashem Yisbarach Shemai. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet.